Well, you know what, guys? We live in a plug-in society. You're probably plugged into something right now. I know I am. I'm sitting right here in front of my computer. I'm looking at my cell phone. I've got a couple of other things plugged in because those batteries, man, they need to be recharged. So we plug in this, we plug in that. We have cords, plugs, remotes, peripheral devices. On top of that, we have computers, tablets, and oh, yes, lest we forget, our phones. What was that old? Used to be a commercial, maybe. Don't leave home without it. I guess that's true for the cell phone now, because most people will go back to get their phone, because you don't want to be without it, I guess. It used to be just for emergencies. At least that was the selling point. But now it's, man, we just got to stay connected all the time. But hey, have you ever forgotten your charger? Well, what does a charger do? It recharges what? The battery, right? Boy, if you've been in a traveling or out in a remote location, maybe Mike, and your phone goes dead, or you're out doing something, you're working, you're traveling, and you forgot your charger, you know what? It can make life a little bit challenging. And you know what? It seems like everything today seems to run on batteries, right? You got AA, you got AAA, you got actually there's a battery with a four A's. I didn't know that. Then you got C cell, C batteries, D batteries. You got 9-volt batteries, and then you have these little round ones. One of the most popular is a CR2032. That fits in a lot of devices. Of course, you then have boat batteries. And of course, the latest, greatest thing, cars. So everywhere we look, there's the influence of this power source that we have all become accustomed to relying on. And you know what? Modern technology today, boy, praise the Lord for modern technology, because we can use it to help people and stay informed. But they've developed something now where almost all batteries are rechargeable. I got to tell you, and Mike, you can probably relate to this, and some of you other folks as well. I got a power drill that is cordless, and it runs off of, guess what? A battery. And this particular manufacturer also now has a full line of tools that are all battery operated. Saws, lawnmowers, weed eaters, blowers, fans, and lights. And that's just to name a few, and they are all battery powered. And so what we want from those devices is good input and great output. Well, actually, you probably want great input and great output. Boy, and I'll tell you, if those devices don't perform the way we expect them to, or we want them to, watch out. We want to happen what we expect to happen. I have been in situations where certain devices, let's say, did not function the way that they were designed to function, and different people process that information differently, let's just say. I say, watch out. You just see a different side of people comes out. Well, what you may be asking, does this have to do with the Bible? Christianity or the practical affairs of living life today? Well, actually, quite a bit. And actually, I'm glad you asked, because that brings me to the title of tonight's sharing. How do you recharge your spiritual batteries? You know, as humans, we all belong to the human race, who have a tendency to get distracted. Yes, sometimes we get lazy, we overwork ourselves, our batteries can get kind of run down. Here's a couple of the warning signs: anger, hopelessness, maybe depression, anxiety, questioning the meaning of life or suffering, why these things go on, and are asking the why questions when things go wrong or happen a certain way. Kind of like, why me? Why did this happen to me? And so, you know, I don't mean in any way to oversimplify the real day-to-day issues that folks do go through and experience and they have to work through. But I do believe, in a bigger sense, God in His Word does give us universal principles, let's say, that if we acknowledge them and apply them, will allow a continual refreshing and re-energizing and a recharging in our spiritual lives. So this evening, for a few moments, I want to at least look at one awesome way that we can put into immediate application to start this process. And we're going to start it tonight. Amen? Yeah. Okay.
In this obsession with the things this world says make us happy, can't see the slaves we are in all the searching or the grasping. Like we deserve much more than all these blessings we're holding. So now I'm running free into an ocean of mercy, unending. I once was chasing after, throw off these heavy chains that I have let become my master.
I want the world to see that it's Christ in me. That's who we are. That's the real me, is Christ in me. And we're going to go tonight to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, world famous verse. We could all quote, standing on our heads, probably chewing gum and doing whatever we do. Doesn't matter about that. It's that. that's the reality of what we're tapping into. That's what we're plugging into. The reality of our identification in whom God has made us to be through the finished work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so what I've done tonight is I've printed out some different translations of that verse, Philippians 4:13. And of course, you know, the King James very simply says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. And a lot of times we've taken that verse and we've kind of changed it up a little bit. It says, I can do all things through Christ, or I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We do it, try to do it in our own strength. I guess I'd just say, good luck. We have to tap into the power of the Spirit. That's that limitless energy source. I mean, it's going to be way more powerful than me plugging my phone into, you know, an AC outlet to try to get some sort of energy into that phone to make it function for a period of time. But you know what? It's gonna go down. I have to plug it back in again and get it working again. But the power of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit is something that God has given to us as a gift. It is His gift. It is by grace. You can't work for it. I know you've heard this 100 times, but tonight it's really burning on my heart for us to tap into the power of Christ, the prophecies, the prayers, the healing realities of who we really are in this world, guys. The Amplified Version says, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Oh my gosh. We have been infused. It's spirit life. It's Christ behind your eyes, Christ behind your ears, Christ behind your touch. Every cell of your body has been transformed with this spiritual life. It's who you are in this world. It's who I am. See? I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. He who infuses inner strength into me. I can face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. I'm able to do all things through Him who strengthens me. I'm ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives in me. For I can do anything God asks me to do with the help of Christ who gives me the strength and the power. I can do it all through Him who gives me strength. I can do all things with the help of Christ who strengthens me. I have strength for all things through Christ who empowers me. I can do all things through the Messiah who strengthens me. I can be content in every and all situations through the Anointed One who is my power and my strength. I am personally able to perform God's will by the energizing power of Christ who won the victory for me. And He infuses me with energizing power. He recharges my battery so big and strong and powerful. Look, you minister to somebody and they get healed. Was that you? Well, yeah, that was Mike Leslie speaking the words and saying it. But that was Christ in you. That was the energizing of the Spirit of Christ in Mike, in Daniel, in me, in Judy, in whomever. See, and we got to have the confidence to step out realizing what we have to give and offer in this world. Our hearts are motivated by love. We're not standing around trying to get people to look at us. Heck, half the time we're afraid that people will look at us. We just are so motivated and so desirous to bring the goodness of God to the world, that God's given us the strength. He's given us the empowerment. So I am ready. You are ready in each and in all situations to rely on the power of Christ. And he's in there, and he is infusing me with inner strength. Inner strength. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how much more excited about I could get. This spiritual power that we've been given so freely, it's right there at our fingertips. And Dr. Worrell used to say this. It blew my mind 40-whatever years ago. What power the church had if they only knew it. Well, guys, we know it. And if you don't know it, then you know it tonight. You've got the power of Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ in you. And you can do supernatural things in this world. You can walk in the power of the Spirit. You can hear from God. You can walk with God Almighty. You do walk with God Almighty. Half the time God is working with you and teaching you and showing you and talking to you about things, and you don't maybe recognize it. I don't recognize it, but I want to recognize it. We have to have the confidence to believe what this Word of God says about us, and then walk in confidence, walk in faith, walk in trust. See, if we make a mistake along the way, then, okay, we make a mistake. But you know what? We still got opportunities to turn this world right side up, guys. And it's only going to be by the preaching of the good news of the gospel, the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. Amen? And we've got the power. We've been empowered and strengthened with it. So witnessing isn't your greatest tool, let's say. You feel like you don't want to talk to people. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like you have to become Billy Graham, the world's greatest evangelist or something. But, you know, God will have you in certain situations where all you have to do is love people. Sometimes all you have to do is just show a little bit of interest. You just walking down the street and somebody smiles at you. I mean, that could be an open door for who knows what. People will pour out their hearts because it's Christ in you. They see that Christ. They see that love. They see that spirit nature in you, sometimes bigger than we see it in ourselves. Guys, let's let tonight be a new night. Let's let tomorrow be a new beginning, a new day. Let's re-energize. Let's plug in. Let's recharge. Let's refresh. Because this is the only life we have to live and give. So why not do it with him? And let's say today is a new day. It's going to bring brand new blessings, brand new battles. But within every uncertainty, there is hidden possibility. So I don't dread any challenge that lies ahead, because I remember all the victories that have gone behind me. And my confidence is not in my circumstance. The Spirit of God is my supply. I'm steady under pressure. I'm ready for whatever. Because whatever comes my way today, the outcome is I overcome. Christ is in me. I am enough. I can handle it. I can't afford to stay afraid, let my faith hesitate. My purpose is at stake. And he who called me, he who called you, is faithful. His strength in me is greater than any pain I feel or any enemy I face. The promise of God is right there in front of me. It's mine for the taking. Every plan he has made is guaranteed to come to pass. It will happen. If I don't back down, if I won't let go, it will happen. If I don't stop short, if I won't sell out, it will happen by faith. Faith doesn't take the fear away. It teaches me to fight it. So bring the battle. I'm ready now. I got something for Goliath. I can handle it. My power flows from presence. So I won't stay stuck in what was or worry about what will be. My regrets have been redeemed. My tests have become my lessons. My focus is fixed. My heart is expectant. I'm set. I'm not nervous about what's next because my eyes are on the throne. And I trust the one who called me, and I trust the one who leads me. I can handle it. You say that right now, wherever you are. Say it with me. I can handle it. I can handle it. Just like the Bible says, that's just a confirmation of the promise that God has already given to us. And we know that because we read all those verses in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. What a great verse. I can do all things. I'm ready for anything, equal to anything, through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. I can't look at my flesh. I can't, you know, it says that all flesh is as filthy rags. We can't get into a thing where we're comparing flesh. Flesh this and flesh, you know what? Christ. It's He who infuses me with inner strength and peace. How about that for dessert tonight, guys? We get those spiritual batteries recharged. How do we do that? We tap into the power of Christ in us. It's who I am. It's who you are. It's what we have. It's what God foresaw from before the foundations of the world. It's a part of the mystery. So, you compare that today, we live in a plug-in society. We plug in this, we plug in that. We got cords, plugs, remotes, peripherals. We got computers, tablets, and printers, and all these other things, lawnmowers, and everything that runs off a battery. And yet, we got the greatest power source who is constantly energizing that spirit within you. It's called Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. It is Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Heavenly Father, I just don't know how much more we could say it, but how thankful we are and how much of this encouragement we continue to need, Father, day by day. Help us to walk in the power of the Spirit, Father, and just to help us to get off of our own flesh, just to see spiritually and to understand and to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in the inner man, Father, which is that spirit life within us, which is Christ in us. I thank you for each and every person who's called in tonight, and that we collectively, individually, may walk successfully and in the victory that Jesus Christ gave his life for. And that we have this life to manifest and to learn and to grow and to develop and mature and understand whatever it is we need to understand. But more simply, Father, just to walk in love with the spirit power that we have to really bring hope and help and health and deliverance to this world that is it's just dying. So help us to be our best, Father. Help us to be strengthened and to live and to understand even more and more and more about who we are and what we've been given. In Jesus Christ, wonderful, powerful, amazing name. Amen.